tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 8th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We're going to start today's news off with Tesla. Waymo hires Tesla's head of vehicle programs ahead of the robotaxi unveiling. Tesla's former head of vehicle programs, responsible for product and program management of all Tesla vehicles, was recently snapped up by Waymo just ahead of Tesla's robotaxi unveiling. News like this of major players leaving Tesla is driving expectations about the new Wii robot event on October 10th downward. So Fred asks the next logical question: with expectations so low, could Tesla actually overdeliver this time? The automaker is expected to unveil an electric vehicle dedicated to self-driving. CEO Elon Musk has hinted that it will not have a steering wheel or pedals. And while this can be exciting enough on its own for some, those who have followed Tesla's full self-driving efforts over the years are a little more skeptical. Tesla's supervised FSD has fallen short of even the short-term goals stated by CEO Elon Musk, with the system still being at only about 120 miles between critical disengagements 3 years into the program. You can see here in the chart provided, using crowdsourced vehicle data, 10.11 was apparently the high point of vehicle development when it comes to full self-driving. And each new iteration seems to be moving a little bit further away from that 10.11. Now, a lot of people are going to tell you that 12.5 is much better than before. 12.4 is even better. All I can say to those people is join this crowdsourced data information, put your positive experiences in there along with some of the other people's negative experiences, and drive that into a more realistic number. That said, because this is what we have, it's what we got to use, and it makes this idea that Tesla's long-term goal of a fully self-driving robotaxi seem a little bit less credible with each new iteration that goes by. As if to echo that sentiment, there's not a ton of hype for this event on Wall Street, unlike some other Tesla events in the past. Bernstein analyst Tony Sakanagi commented on the event, quote, "While Tesla is clearly focused on launching a robotaxi, Waymo and Cruise are already operating robotaxis in the U.S. today. The available data is clearly imperfect, but as of today, Tesla appears to be lagging behind the other leaders in this space." Guggenheim Securities Director of Automotive Equity Research Ronald Jessicow thinks that Tesla would need to show, quote, "a credible path to robotaxi commercialization in the next 12 to 24 months to satisfy Wall Street, and doesn't think that's likely." As for William Blair analyst Jed Dorsheimer, he expects a, quote, "sell the news situation. I would not be surprised and fully expect the stock to pull back on the event. The trend for most of Tesla's analyst days, big announcements, is the stock runs into those as expectations rise, and then there's disappointment." Hard to argue with the analysts there and all the data that they're using. But that's not all we've got today for Tesla news. Irvine Police want its new Tesla Cybertruck police vehicle to, quote, "start conversations." The police department is pretty clear that it wants the attention the strange-looking vehicle brings. Now, strange looking as any Cybertruck is, this one has really gone a step further than that with these wild graphics that really try to give this a much more three-dimensional look than the slab-sided dumpster, refrigerator, whatever you want to call it, Cybertruck usually looks like. Inside, it's been upfitted by Unplugged Performance with all the gear necessary to conduct police business and activities, but still, it is really meant to augment the police department's DARE program. The Irvine Police Department is expected to unveil what we believe is the first police Tesla Cybertruck in the nation. The truck will support drug abuse resistance education, DARE program, and community outreach efforts. While the fully equipped vehicle won't be used as a patrol car, it can respond to emergencies and assist the community when needed. The police department makes it very clear that its goal is to, quote, "start conversations with the truck," and paints the move as similar to officers working on horseback or with dogs. IPD passionately seeks unique and innovative ways to connect with our community and the youth of Irvine. Officers on horseback, working with a support canine, or driving a unique vehicle such as the Cybertruck start positive conversations and promote community interaction. Now, I'm not sure how old the person writing this or the person who made the decision to buy this thing was, but everyone I know under 30 basically spends all their time mercilessly making fun of Cybertrucks, as they should. But Hey, I'm not a police department, and I'm certainly not in charge of running PR for a police department. So what do I know? Do you think that's a good enough reason for a police department to spend more than $100,000 upfitting a Cybertruck like this? Let us know in the comments section at the bottom of this video. Now, moving on from the Cybertruck to an electric pickup that doesn't need a range extender to go 400 miles, the 2025 Chevy Silverado EV LT is finally coming with more than 400 miles of range starting at $75,195. Even better, the new Chevy work truck model starts at $57,095, making it the most affordable Chevy electric pickup yet. Although the 2024 model was, quote, already the range leader, according to Chevy Vice President Scott Bell, the 2025 model year sets the bar even higher. That's thanks to an estimated EPA range of 492 miles. The 2025 Silverado EVWT edition sets a new standard for electric work trucks. It's a drastic improvement over the already impressive 2024 model year Silverado, which had a range of 450 miles. Meanwhile, Chevy says it's addressing another barrier with EVs, the cost. As before, the 2025 Chevy Silverado EV will be launched in three trims: work truck, LT, and RST. Now, this work truck is not the work truck of 20, 30 years ago. If you haven't bought a work truck recently, this is not metal floors, rubber mats, vinyl interior, rolly up and down windows. This would have been a luxury truck in the early 90s. Power windows, fully adjustable seats, air conditioning, power windows, cloth interior, well-finished headliners, infotainment, HVAC controls, even cruise control. All of that stuff is standard now. So this WT truck is really going to be something to take a look at, especially at nearly 20 grand less than the LT. It's going to be a truck that a lot of people, I think, are going to be able to live with. And I also think a lot of fleets and municipalities are going to be able to live with, especially since both models qualify for the full $7,500 federal tax credit, as well as other credits at the state level, at utility level, at the municipal level. So definitely check that out if you are at all interested. Now, that Silverado news is not the only big news coming out of GM this week. They're taking a shot at Ford after taking over as the number two EV brand in the US. GM is now officially the second best-selling EV brand in the US after topping Ford in Q3. With EV prices coming down, GM took a shot at its rival on Tuesday, saying, quote, it doesn't need a skunk works team to create affordable EVs. Q3 saw GM sell a record 32,000 electric vehicles, officially overtaking Ford through the first 9 months of 2024. GM has sold 70,000 EVs throughout September, while Ford has sold 67,689. Ford's EV sales are also up, but by much less than GM's. The company sold 23,509 EVs in the third quarter, up 12% from Q3 of 2023, but less than the nearly 24,000 sold in Q2 of 2024. GM told investors on Tuesday that new models are helping improve EV profits. With the most diverse EV portfolio in the industry, the company is taking EV market share from its rivals. GM's portfolio includes a wide range of vehicles, from affordable models like the Chevy Equinox to luxury EVs like the Cadillac Lyriq and electric pickups like the GMC Hummer EV, Chevy Silverado, and GMC Sierra. Now, you guys know we like to end these shows talking about the environment, talking about sustainability, talking about the grid. Today is going to be no different. As prices fall for residential solar, demand is going up for battery storage. That's according to a new study released by residential solar and battery storage marketplace Energy Sage, based on their findings for the first half of 2024. Michelle Lewis wrote this article, and she identified the top three findings. Number one, residential solar prices are approaching all-time lows, while storage prices reach new record lows as well. Solar prices fell for the second six-month period in a row, reaching $269 per watt and nearing the all-time lowest quoted prices Energy Sage has seen since beginning to track data in 2014. Quoted storage prices also dropped, setting a record low of $1,133 per kilowatt hour stored. The next point up, battery storage purchase skyrockets. The percentage of U.S. homeowners purchasing a battery with their solar panels on EnergySage.com climbed to 34% in the first half of 2024. California was a key driver with an attachment rate of 70% following the implementation of net billing tariff in April 2023. However, the attachment rate outside California also rose steeply, 22%. For the first time, the report includes highlights from a consumer resiliency survey and a homeowner product interest survey featuring insights on battery interest, setup, and consumer satisfaction. Finally, Michelle writes that the third main point is that installers are quoting higher interest rate, lower cost loan products. This one's a little complicated. While the median interest rate of loans increased from 5.5% to 7.49%, the average loan fee dropped from 47% to 40%, respectively. The most quoted loan product in H1 2024 was a 7.99% 20-year loan with no fees, driving the spike in the median interest rate drop and drop in energy loan fee. Quote, Energy Sage was created to drive maximum transparency and help consumers find high-quality suppliers on our platform, said Charlie Hadlow, president and COO of Energy Sage. The report is just one piece of that puzzle and serves to help industry stakeholders separate the signal from the noise and fact from fiction. With high-profile solar bankruptcies like SunPower and Titan Solar Power, along with more attention on a subset of players using aggressive sales tactics, Energy Sage's approach has never been more crucial to the sustainable growth of these industries. Couldn't agree more. We need to have more credible, conscientious players in the solar market, especially with all the stuff going on right now in the Southeast, all of the storms, all of the power outages, stuff like this could not be more critical. So I encourage you to go into the show notes and check that out. That's all we've got for today, October 8th. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss the next one.